Good morning. This is Eric Anderson, field crops educator with Michigan State University Extension, and this is your weekly Ag Update. Our field crops team hosts a free weekly online presentation for growers and agribusiness professionals called the Virtual Breakfast Series. It runs on Thursday mornings from 7 o'clock to 7:30. I'll tell you how you can join future meetings in a minute, so get ready with a pen and paper. The session this week featured MSU Irrigation Specialist Steve Miller and educator Lyndon Kelly talking about irrigation considerations following a wet spring. Steve said that late planting and cool, wet weather shifts the 2019 crop development curve 3 to 4 weeks later in the season to a traditionally hot and drier time. Shorter, less extensive roots are less capable of foraging water, and the hotter weather that is upon us will require more water than typical development. Delayed planting will alter crops' growth stage models, and pollination will be at a typically hotter and drier time period. Add in that corn and perhaps soybean prices will likely be much higher than earlier predictions, and you can see why getting irrigation right this year will be critical. Several water use tools are available for free on MSU's EnviroWeather website, and you can sign up to receive daily texts with reference potential evapotranspiration numbers for the last 2 days, present day, and forecast at the station you choose. Steve also mentioned that his group is working on a low-cost remote soil moisture monitoring system that will be made available to the public. Lyndon talked about considerations for those planning on chemigation or fertigation, applying pesticides or fertilizer through irrigation water. Do a system performance check to ensure uniform application through a center pivot to avoid under or over applying. Be sure to focus on the end gun and cornering arms to make sure they turn off when they should and the rest of the system maintains proper output. Utilize backflow and injection check valves to make sure the product does not get back into the water source. The injection pump should also be interlocked so that when the pivot shuts off, the pump will too. Be sure to get your irrigation system functioning properly before you plan to apply chemicals or fertilizer, as that is not the time to tweak the system. The weather outlook was presented by B.J. Bowley filling in for Jeff Andreessen. Rainfall this past week was variable in the region, with some getting as little as a half inch and isolated pockets receiving up to 3 inches, which is just about normal for this time of year. Average temperatures were below normal, but that will change over the next 2 weeks with normal or above normal daytime and nighttime temps. Scattered thunderstorms will be sporadic this next week, so this will be a period of high rainfall variability. Expect a half inch to 3/4 inch from this past Thursday to next Thursday. The 6 to 10 day outlook predicts very high chances of above normal temps and some chance for wetter than normal conditions. The long lead outlook for later in the summer predicts cooler than normal temps, but no guidance on precipitation. To sign up for a weekly email reminder for the free weekly Field Crop Virtual Breakfast Series, get a participant computer link or phone number, or to see the schedule for the season, visit the Field Crop Team's webpage on the MSU Extension website at www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops and click on the Virtual Breakfast tab at the top. If you can't make it Thursday mornings, you can view all past recordings with closed captioning on the Virtual Breakfast webpage. Podcasts will also be available. That website again is www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops. We will be taking next week off for Independence Day, but I'll be back the following Saturday morning at the same time with a quick overview of that week's Virtual Breakfast, where MSU's nematode specialist Marisol Quintanilla will talk about nematode management. If you have any crop questions throughout the season, give me a call at the Centerville Extension office.